On this episode of Secrets of Staffing Success, we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, content, and how the right content can help you find better candidates. Today's episode is brought to you by Haley Marketing Group. If you're like most staffing firms, finding good candidates right now is a major struggle. At Haley Marketing, we have a number of tools that will help you recruit both active and passive candidates, drive more traffic to your job board, and increase applications. To learn more, give us a call at 888-696-2900.
Welcome to Secrets of Staffing Success from Haley Marketing. Candid conversations with innovators and thought leaders in the staffing and recruiting industries. Your host for Secrets of Staffing Success is Todd Lewandowski. And now, here's Todd.
Our guest this week on Secrets of Staffing Success is the Director of Marketing for Goodwin Recruiting. She's Jerry Duncombe. Jerry, thanks for joining us this week.
Thank you, Todd. Thanks to be here.
Well, as we like to do, why don't we start off with having you give us your quick 60-second elevator pitch for Goodwin Recruiting.
Absolutely. So Goodwin Recruiting is a nationwide recruiting firm. We specialize in hospitality, finance and accounting, manufacturing and engineering, as well as executive search.
And how did you get started in this industry?
I actually started in the publishing industry and quickly transitioned over to the marketing industry. The marketing industry, as it went digital, was really where I jumped right in to things there because I had been involved in sort of the advent of email marketing, as it were. From there, I wound up working for a company called Zoom Info, which is a data provider. Probably a lot of people here in the recruiting industry are familiar with it. And eventually landed at Scout. Scout is a marketplace for recruiters to actually place jobs for a lot of Fortune 500 companies will sort of combine all of their jobs and have recruiters work on them through Scout so that they can get everything under one contract, shall we call it. So that's where I began my career in the recruiting industry. You know, I landed here at Goodwin about 2 years ago. It's a great place to work. I'm very happy to have found a company with such high integrity and just a great opportunity.
And you have kind of one of the unique perspectives here. You know, we're usually on this show, we're talking with owners, managers, and you kind of have the unique perspective of not only, you know, being in this industry, but also being in the marketing industry, which we're obviously a part of too. So I'm really interested to get your perspective on things. The first thing I want to talk about is just, you know, how did you come up with your overall philosophy to marketing to candidates? Because I think that's such a huge issue, obviously, with the lack of available candidates right now. But I'm always interested to talk to staffing firms about how it differs from how they market to potential clients.
Yeah, the core principles that we have here at Goodwin Recruiting really guide everything that we do. And one of our core principles is extensive support. So we really like to be able to provide that support, not just for the clients, but for the candidates. We really strive during our process with them to understand what it is they are looking for in a position so that the fit is really right for them. And that, of course, only pays out for the client as well. We take that philosophy all the way over into the marketing side of things. So we get into the extensive support of the candidates by providing content and weekly blogs that really speak to the issues that the candidate is concerned about, things that they will need to know as they are trying to get their foot in the door at the right firm. Everything from, you know, what to wear during an interview to how to prepare your resume properly so that it gets through the applicant tracking systems. And we do that on a specialty basis. So when we come up with content, we really try to come up with content that will help people in the different industries that we're working with. So we try to come up with content for finance and accounting people that is really specific to them, the same for the manufacturing and engineering, and then, of course, hospitality.
I love that idea too, because I think so many times in this industry, when we're putting out content, we're very focused on the client side of things and you know, why they should be using recruiting, why they should be using staffing. And too mm-hmm. often we don't put enough content out there for the candidates.
Right.
And I love that you guys are doing that. And I think that, like you said, not only benefits the candidates, but then you're also benefiting your potential clients because you're able to provide them with a more highly skilled, more highly qualified candidate right away.
Right. And more prepared candidates. Yeah. I mean, it's not necessarily that a candidate doesn't know what they need to know, but sometimes they'll go into an interview. If they go into an interview unprepared, it's all over. So really helping our candidates to be fully prepared for an interview and just think through all of the questions that might be involved is key to what we try to do in terms of providing that extensive support to our candidates. The other thing that we did in terms of that content is that we, of course, then take it and we post it on all of our social media channels, which in turn grows our social media following, and it drives traffic to our website. In addition to the content, you know, our job board has got to be SEO savvy as well. So we're not going to attract any candidates to our job board if it isn't properly set up and really SEO optimized to have the candidates be able to find those jobs. We looked at a number of different options when I came on board 2 years ago. Our job board wasn't set up in that way. And Haley met all of the criteria in terms of doing things like getting the locations into the URLs and into the metadata so that job search options, even like Google Jobs, finds all of our jobs very quickly. And once the candidates find us, then we can market to them more extensively with the content that we know is appropriate to them.
And what I like about that, too, is that you're making the candidate experience very specific to them right from the get-go. So if they're looking for specific jobs, they're going to be directed to your job board because you have the great SEO optimization on it. Then you're going to provide them with lots of content to help them be more prepared for the jobs. I just really like how that all kind of centers around the candidate experience, because I think that's one of the things that really is sometimes lacking in this industry is making it as easy as possible for candidates every single step of the way, not just from when they come into your door, but from when they start looking for you.
Right. And I mean, the job board that we use through Haley is set up in such a way that people can immediately sign up for a regionally targeted or location targeted notification each week. So we grabbed onto that right away. And for us, we have individual divisions. So we know that they're interested in jobs in a certain division. So we only send them, for example, the hospitality jobs in Wisconsin. And anything new comes up over the course of the week, Haley takes care of automatically sending that out. I didn't even have to create the emails or do anything with it. It just existed as part of the base package. So it was very, very helpful to us to making sure that the candidates are really getting the very specific jobs they're interested in.
Every generation that has, you know, come over the years has had their kind of own specific way they like to be marketed to or like to be recruited. And this new generation, I don't know, are we done with millennials now? Are we already on to the next generation here, whatever's post-millennial? But how has this new generation of workers changed your approach to recruiting and marketing?
Yeah, I think the millennials are in their mid-30s now. but everybody seems to still be calling people who are in their 20s millennials or thinking of that group as, you know, really the new wave of employees or employee talent that's out there. So what we have done, you have to adjust to the speed that they like to work at. They're fast. There is no question in my mind that they do things very, very quickly. So jobs that hang, they're not going to be there, especially in this market, which is, you know, talent short and opportunity high. We've just had to adjust to that in every single way that we can. The hardest part, of course, is getting the clients to respond quickly to a candidate. It's always been the most difficult part. We do ask all of our clients to respond within 24 to 48 hours. Now, there isn't a recruiter out there who knows that that's difficult, but we try to mention it in as many places as possible during our process with them, because if they don't, they are going to lose out on those candidates. We have also incorporated text-based communication with our candidates. That's incorporated right into our applicant tracking system that our recruiters can reach out to any candidate with information about possible interviews, interview reminders. All of that is worked right into our system. And I think that it has been a great boon for us in terms of the younger talent pool. They really respond to it much more quickly than email. They don't go to their email.
Right.
Everything is instant messaging and text-based. It's where you need to live, and I can't say enough for incorporating that as a part of your strategy because it works. It works very quickly in terms of getting their responses.
Absolutely. We're going to take a real quick break here. When we get back, I'm going to ask Jerry what the biggest game changer has been in terms of her marketing efforts over the past couple of years. It's all coming up on Secrets of Staffing Success.
Hi, this is David Searns, CEO at Haley Marketing. It's summer, and that's our favorite time of the year. So to celebrate, we're having hot deals on several of our most popular services, including websites, blogging, video marketing, recruiting, digital dominance, and our award-winning content marketing service, Haley Mail. Want to know more about our hot summer deals? Check out haleymarketing.com/summer.
We're back talking with Jerry Duncombe from Goodwin Recruiting. And, you know, we talked earlier about, you know, being on the marketing side of things, two marketing people talking to each other here. So what to you has been the biggest game changer in terms of your marketing efforts over the past couple of years?
I guess I would have to say it's SEO, SEO, and SEO. You know, that's really where it's at. When I got here to Goodwin Recruiting, they had a website, and they had a website presence that had been out there for many years, but it wasn't being found. It wasn't being SEO optimized really in any way. So one of the very first things I did was, you know, obviously you've got to go to Google. You've got to register your website with Google. Sure, they might find you if you don't register, but trust me, you want to register your website on Google. And then we made that change over to having an SEO optimized website that included the job title and the location in all of our jobs so that they would be found with SEO very, very quickly. It turned around our, you know, website traffic overnight. I think we went, you know, up 4x in terms of the amount of traffic that we had. As soon as we got those locations and those job titles worked into the SEO for each job. And all of that was able to happen automatically. We were able to just connect right up from our applicant tracking system to the Haley job board, and you guys took care of it from that end. Once we got through doing the job board, though, we had to look at what were the other ways that we could really optimize our website for SEO. So there was some wordsmithing and some tweaking on the actual content in the website itself we had to go through. Once we got through doing the basics, we went deeper. So obviously hospitality, for example, is one of our sweet spots. There are so many different segments to that particular specialization in recruiting world. So, I mean, there's everything from five-star dining through private clubs and casinos and cruises. And so we really wanted to make sure that the people who are looking for us as a specialty could find us. And we went ahead and created subdivision pages that speak specifically to the industry problems that people have in those sub-industries. So that when people were looking for someone who was a specialist in private clubs, they could find us quickly. Or senior living, they would, you know, be able to search for recruiters who specialized in senior living communities. You know, that's something that we really focus on. So it's important to make sure that even if you have a specialty, that you also talk about the subsets of that, and that will allow you to be found much more quickly, I think, through SEO. It's worked for us. It's definitely bringing in more leads. Once we got through focusing on those subspecialties, we then looked at locations. Location, location, location. We've put together some location pages so far. We work nationwide at Goodwin Recruiting. We truly do. I mean, we have recruiters everywhere from Florida to Oregon. So we have to make sure that people in those markets can find us and know that we're there. We had worked hard on getting our Google location map set up, which is not easy. Google doesn't make it simple. but we're getting Google location maps set up for the different offices. And then in addition to that, we created pages on our own website that specialize in particular areas of the country that we wanted to make sure were picked up by SEO. So we have a big presence of recruiters, for example, in the Washington, D.C. area, but we weren't getting a lot of new fee agreements and clients in that area. So we created a specialty page just for that area. It worked out so well that we're actually in the process of launching a number of new location pages this month that will help us with the SEO for all of the different cities where we have recruiters present right now.
And I think when people hear everything that you've done, it can sound like a very daunting process, a very time-consuming process. But, you know, how long of a process really was that till you got to that point where, you, like you said, overnight you're getting four times the amount of traffic that you were getting?
I've been here, it'll be 2 years in December, and it can be daunting, but you just need to break it down and take care of what's the most important first. I would say the most important has to be optimizing your job board first and making sure that the locations are a part of the job listing. In other words, if you search for your job on Google, which is, of course, where everybody goes, or if you go to Google Jobs and you search for your job and you type in, you know, the city and you type in the exact job title, does your job come up in those listings? If it does not, then obviously you have some optimization that you need to do for your job board and make sure that when you see the results, you can actually see the location and the job title coming up on Google search listing. So if it's in there, if it's in the metadata, it's going to come up. And if it's not, it won't. pretty much that simple. It's got to be in there. It's got to be in the right places. And that was the first thing. That was overnight. I mean, when we started with our new website in April of 2018, you know, it just took off like wildfire. So that's the biggest change you can make in the beginning. After that, I just broke it down. It was optimizing all of the copy on the website to really hit those keywords and then moving on from the copy to the subspecialties and then the location pages. Although I think I might swap it around now. I might do the location pages before I get all the subcopy because I do see those really providing us with more leads even than the subspecialties. It's not easy. You just have to break it down in your head and say, okay, I'm going to do 5 location pages this month and, you know, and then knock them out.
Before we let you go, I'm always curious, what is keeping staffing firms up at night, you know, or recruiting firms? What's keeping you up at night in regards to your job right now?
Google releases. I know that sounds crazy, but we weren't even ranked on Alexa or we weren't appearing in search results when I first started. And we rose very, very high. I don't know if you know what Alexa rankings are, but, you know, there are many different measurements out there for SEO in terms of telling you how your page is ranked for SEO results, in terms of whether or not your page is considered credible, valuable information. And it's a hard haul for the recruiter in that world. We rose very, very high in our Alexa rankings, and then Google came out with a release in June, and we plummeted. But the interesting thing is that although we plummeted, we're still getting the same amount of traffic. We're still getting the same amount of leads. Actually, we're getting more leads. And we're getting more of them because we're focused on the parts that are important. It's so important to be genuine in everything that you create on your website. So I think you need to create content that pulls in the people you really want to talk to, the people you really want to work with. And if you're genuine about that, and you're reaching out to the audiences that you truly can help, then it's all going to work out in the long run as far as Google is concerned. They don't rank recruiting companies as highly now as they did back in June. I can see all our competitors also had their, you know, Alexa rankings all readjusted as well. So everybody gets affected in the same way, in all fairness. But if your content really says what you want it to say and reaches the audience that you're looking to reach, then in the end, you know, as they say, if you build it, they will come. And I've found that to be true for us so far. So I try not to sweat the Google releases too badly or changes in numbers and just keep forging forward with making sure we're putting out the content that will help our audience and trying to reach the audiences that are located in the places where we have a presence, a strong presence, and we can really help.
And I know that's something that keeps our own personal SEO team up at night, too, is those constantly evolving Google rankings. You never know when it's going to change, and it's always a big mystery. So I can understand.
Yeah, that does keep me up.
I can understand that. Absolutely. Jerry, I cannot thank you enough for being a guest here on Secrets of Staffing Success and sharing some of your secrets of marketing success with our audience.
Thank you so much. And I just would like to say that Goodwin Recruiting is always looking for more partners to be recruiters for our firm. So if anyone is interested, you can check us out on our website at goodwinrecruiting.com. There's a great page there for joining our team.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Jerry.
All right. Thank you.
My big thanks to Jerry Duncombe from Goodwin Recruiting. If you'd like to find out more about them, you can check them out at goodwinrecruiting.com. So a whole lot of good take-home value from that conversation with Jerry. The two things that in particular I wanted to focus on. One, and I love this quote that she said, you need to create content that pulls in the people you really want to talk to. So before you start creating a content game plan or a blogging game plan, make sure that the topics are appropriate to the candidates and the clients that you're speaking to. It's fine to have generic business-related, HR-related, hiring-related content in there. But really, especially for staffing or recruiting firms that are niche-specific, make sure that that content is appropriate to your audience. And make sure it's SEO-optimized. Please, please do that. You can put up any pieces of content out there, but if it sounds like everything else that's, you know, your competitors are putting out there, it's not going to set you apart. But if you optimize it both for the topics and for the industries you serve and the marketplaces that you serve, then it's going to stand out in the Google rankings. You know, Jerry talked about the importance of SEO has had on their business. And the other thing, and it kind of relates to the rankings, is, you know, don't sweat the rankings. Don't sweat changes in the rankings. If, you know, one day you come in and you do a search for yourself in Google and your business is suddenly fourth or fifth on the list instead of number one on the list, don't immediately freak out and put all your resources into getting back to number one. Metrics in terms of Google Analytics and website traffic, they're important. But what is really important is this bringing in leads? Is it bringing in applications? Like she said, their rankings went down on Alexa. But it hasn't changed the leads that they're getting in. It hasn't changed the applications that they're getting in. So those are really the important numbers that you want to look at, is the leads that are coming in and the applications that are coming in and where those are coming from. So if suddenly you guys drop to fourth or fifth on the Google rankings for a certain search term, take a look at the effect that that has had on your leads and on your applications. If it hasn't changed them, it's not a huge deal. Now, if you start falling back to page 4 and 5, then, okay, maybe there's something to take a look at there. But really, you want to make sure you're focusing on the right metrics. And those are leads and applications. So that'll do it for this episode of Secrets of Staffing Success. Again, my big thanks to Jerry Duncombe from Goodwin Recruiting. If you want to check out more about them, goodwinrecruiting.com. And if you'd like to subscribe to us, you can find Secrets of Staffing Success on all the usual places: iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, the podcast app on your Apple device, and of course at HaleyMarketing.com. Thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time on Secrets of Staffing Success.